Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Your host, Brett Rosenthal. This show is all about rehabilitating your equity portfolio. And what we try to address here are, you know, the main issues of what's holding you back when it comes to your success as an investor. And what's holding back your portfolio as you see equity markets charge higher or equity markets break down, and you've always believed that you just sock away money and kind of buy and hope and expect to get there. In the last couple of years, we've had a real serious bull market. Seems every dip has been bought. Markets charged higher. But somewhere deep down, you feel how uncomfortable it is to be part of a market that's walked up on the back of perhaps dubious fundamentals. So this is your retirement. This is your this is the capital you want later in life. You need to protect it. And what we're going to do on this show and every show is address how to protect it and what we do using tools today that are different and a bit unique from years past. Years past, you know, fundamental research, earnings projections, PE ratios, you know, kind of carry the day. In today's world, financial news networks continue to love harping on all of those issues, but at the very base of what's going on since 2008, financial crisis, is really a flow of capital. That's what's driving markets higher. And when that flow of capital is shut off, that's what drives markets lower. And so we can all pretend that markets go up and down based on earnings announcements and earnings expectations and all of those things that we've learned from decades past. But at the moment, even though our president loves to say markets are up because of economic excitement, and that certainly can lead to some blow-off activity. This conversation I'm having with you is more philosophical in nature. It's not day-to-day in nature. Markets can certainly run up or run down on a good earnings announcement or, you know, expectations. You hear, you know, cut in taxes. That's going to be positive for the economy, positive for equities, for companies. And so markets go up on that news. Sure, that can happen. But what I'm going to talk to you about today is how to manage your portfolio in a market that's changed dramatically over time from a bigger picture. And the bigger picture is money flows drive markets now. Money flows drive markets. It's money flows from central banks that drive markets higher, or we see setbacks in markets and markets sell off. It's all because of money flows. Don't ever forget that. So let's talk about rehabilitating your portfolio and your experience in the equity market. And let's talk about some key issues. Things that you have to start doing, start thinking a bit differently. The first step in rehabilitating your portfolio and your experience in the equity market is to protect your capital. That's step one. There's new rules that apply in the market today. Protecting capital is number one. And in order to protect capital, you have to understand the market that we're living in today. We're living in a world where equity markets have charged higher for the last few years, particularly because of easy money from central banks. And so I beg you, for your own safety and security going forward, not to believe the hysteria around you that markets will only keep marching higher. You buy and hope that things will, you know, trade higher over the next X amount of years, and you invest in good companies, you'll be okay. Please don't buy into that rhetoric. It sounds good, and it makes you maybe, you know, as long as the markets are going up, you think everything's okay. But in reality, you need to be protecting your capital in the world we live in today. This is not 2016. This is not 2017. We have a new Fed chair. Step one, new Fed chair. So we don't know how this Fed is going to respond to market sell-offs. Market dropped 12.5% from top to bottom in a week and a half. It's the biggest sell-off we've seen in 5 years. Make no mistake, we're starting to see that volatility because central bank intervention is not guaranteed right now. It may be guaranteed. Next week we'll hear Powell speak for the first time, and perhaps he'll guarantee, as his predecessors, Yellen and Bernanke, guaranteed. You know, and not those words, but talking about how there's what the markets will take away from the conversation is that there'll be a Fed put. If he puts everyone's mind at ease about that, then perhaps volatility will subside. But if we see continued rhetoric and talk from the Fed about raising interest rates and reducing liquidity, and we continue to get that out of other central banks, and we just saw that this week from the European Central Bank, talking about how they're going to begin reducing liquidity. If that's the world we're in now, 2018 will have dramatically different investing rules than 2016, 17, 15, back to, you know, even 2009. The rules have changed. You know the rules have changed because volatility has spiked dramatically this year. So you've got to think about, how do I protect my capital in a world where the rules have changed? And of course, I'm calling this show right now, the title of the show is The Stock Market Sell-Off. How do we address it? There's new rules that apply. Step one is protecting your capital first. Now, in the last few years, if you were aggressively protecting capital, it cost you money. And what do we call aggressively protecting capital? We call that hedging. Hedging, reducing risk in your portfolio from time to time. You can do that through literally selling assets and raising cash. You can do that through buying put options or other option activity to protect capital. You can do that through outright shorting of assets against your long positions. There's three separate ways to do it, and quite frankly, we use all three here at our operation at Rosenthal Capital Management, depending on the relationship we're working with and what somebody's risk tolerances are. You use one of those three approaches to protecting capital. If you take nothing away from this radio show today, please take away that 2018 is a different year. Volatility is here to stay. And so in years past, particularly the last 2 years, a complacency has been ingrained in us as investors. Every time an intelligent decision was made in the last couple of years to protect capital, you felt a week or two later like it was a mistake. You felt like, why did I bother doing that? Why did I give away some money? Because look, this market just keeps going higher. And so here we are at that juncture where the market's changing and people don't want to admit it. There's a complacency. They just can't admit it. And I'm trying to help you get over that wall of complacency today. Don't just sit there and say, well, in the last couple of years, every time I hedged, it cost me money, so I'm not going to do it this time. Look at the volatility. It has spiked dramatically, and it's here to stay. We're getting wild swings in the market. Think about this. 3 weeks ago, we had the biggest weekly decline we've seen in 5 years in the S&P. 2 weeks ago, we had the biggest weekly rally in the S&P that we've seen in over 3 years. That is extreme volatility, something we haven't seen in a long time in the market. You've got to respect it. Now, what's creating the volatility? Let's go back to the Fed. Number one, we have a new Fed chair. We're not exactly sure how the Fed's going to handle weakness. Number two, interest rates are going up fairly aggressively right now. The twos, the tens, the 30 years, they're all aggressively moving higher. The 10-year is approaching the, you know, the Maginot line, if you will, of 3%. People talk about how if it busts through 3%, equities will have a real problem. I don't know exactly what the number it'll be. It could be 3, it could be 3.25. Who knows? It could be 290. Nobody knows for sure. 3 is a, you know, like I said, just a basic line in the sand. But we haven't talked about interest rates affecting equities in what feels like a decade from a standpoint of a negative effect. I think it's been a decade since we've worried about interest rates having a negative effect on equities. And the move we're seeing right now in interest rates is aggressive. Don't let it slide. Don't look at it and say, oh, that's not that big of a deal. It's okay. It is a big deal. 2018, the rules have changed. New Fed chair, aggressive rise in rates in a short period of time. Volatility increasing dramatically. And almost anybody with a brain that's been hedging in the last 5 years is either out of business as a fund manager or a hedge fund manager, or is in many cases frozen, having a very difficult time executing the plan that they know over time works, which is to protect capital at all costs. That's what you got to do first if you want to get to retirement and have a nest egg that is what you're looking for and what you need. It's just not okay to buy and hope that when you get there, asset prices will be higher. So when we rehabilitate portfolios, we start with the number one rule that we have to protect capital. Even if that hedging strategy over the last couple of years may seem like it hasn't worked or maybe it wasn't necessary, it doesn't mean that that's the case in 2018. We have a new world that we're living in. So just to wrap up here, at the end of the day today, we have markets teetering on the brink of another sell-off back down towards the lows. We don't know if that's going to happen yet. We do use proprietary algorithms here at Rosenthal Capital Management to help direct our capital flows, to help let us know when to put on hedges, when to raise cash, when to be aggressive on the long side. As of right now, our algorithm that is specifically designed for the S&P 500 is telling us to be carrying cash. That's very important. It's a major red flag. And so depending on your risk tolerance, you want to address your portfolio. It could be something as simple as admitting which investments aren't working and just raising cash there and just staying with your strongest ideas. And it could also mean, you know, putting puts on different indexes, index puts to protect your whole portfolio. It really depends on what your risk tolerance is and what your needs are. But when the S&P algorithm here is telling us cash is important, we take the appropriate steps to protect capital. That is rule number one to rehabilitating your portfolio experience and your equity experience. When it comes to the other indexes, the NASDAQ 100, the Russell 2000 small cap, and the Dow, we're kind of in no man's land there. Our algorithms are still long those three indexes, but at a much reduced rate. So exposure can be carried, but at a smaller rate, and particularly because if the juggernaut, the S&P 500, which is our most successful algorithm, from the standpoint of it trades the biggest index, the most liquid index, and that typically will carry the best results from an algorithmic standpoint. When that algorithm is in cash, it forces us to really reduce exposure across the board. We still see 30-year treasuries going lower. We haven't been long that asset for quite some time, back up around 127. And by the way, 127 is the price of the ETF TLT, which is a way to look at 30-year treasuries or 20-plus year treasuries. And so really since the 126, 127 range, we've been in cash on that part of our portfolio, and we're trading $10 lower around 117 on treasuries, still in cash in that position as well, meaning rates are rising. And so really the final dagger in this portfolio, or I should say equity market, you know, correction, if we go into another sell-off that takes us back down to the lows, which, you know, that could happen, it may not happen. We have to see how this plays out. I know everybody on CNBC would, you know, it seems like every day tells us how they'd love to see a pullback to the 200-day. They'd love to see another double bottom. I mean, if everyone's looking for the same thing, often the market doesn't do it. You know, it likes to make fools out of most of us most of the time. So I'm not going to make a prediction on where the market's going to go. I'm just saying when our algorithms tell us to be in cash on the S&P, we have to protect capital first. Step one in rehabilitating your portfolio. And the other piece to the puzzle, just for you to keep your eye on, is the stock of Amazon. Amazon, I think I saw the statistic today, has made up something like 27% of the market's return so far for the year. That's a huge percentage. Amazon's far and away the leader. The next, I think the closest leader after that was Microsoft at something like 13%. So Amazon is leading the market. That is your bellwether right now. That's the stock to follow. If that stock breaks below key points of control, and you can follow me on Twitter throughout the day, I put out tweets that kind of focus your attention on these key issues, and I was talking about it today on Amazon. And on the Twitter feed, I was describing how the point of control is $1,478.92. I mean, that's an exact figure, but, you know, give or take however many, you know, maybe 50 cents on either side of that. Maybe a dollar on either side of that. But that's basically the key point of control. If we close below that level on Amazon, that will be very detrimental to the rest of the equity market. And it will probably precipitate a decline at least down on Amazon to somewhere around the 1458 area, or let's call it 1455, somewhere around there, which will really drive the markets down to new lows. Amazon has become such an important part of the S&P 500. So keep your eye on Amazon. That's going to be key. It's one way for you to gauge if you happen to be a type of investor who likes to look every day and see what's going on. That's one way to keep your mind right. And please, please remember that to rehabilitate the portfolio, you've got to protect your capital first, and then everything will flow from that. And on future episodes, we'll talk about other keys, really the five key points on how to rehabilitate your portfolio. Key point number one, you want to say it with me? Go ahead. Protect your capital. Hope you all found this radio show of value. I look forward to talking to you again when time and circumstances warrant. Have a good afternoon.